Welcome back to the Warrior School podcast. This is episode 662. So back in 2012, so that's 12 years ago, and I think it's around 12 years. I'm going to say the anniversary is coming up pretty quickly here. So back in 2012, my weightlifting journey didn't begin with strength or power or grace or ease or joy, any of the things that you may see in my training practice today. Instead, it actually started with a whole lot of pain and a whole lot of tears. And that pain and those tears were the result of chronic back pain, chronic back issues that I had had on and off for a number of years. And they were caused by years of excessive running and a whole lot of stress. So I actually come from a gymnastics and dancing background. So I started gymnastics when I was 3 years old. And then my primary school, I was actually born in Canberra. And my primary school had their own gymnastics program, their own gymnasium at the primary school. And so I used to train quite a lot for, I guess, a 9-year-old child in gymnastics. And I actually got to do a trial at the AIS, which is the Australian Institute of Sport, when I was 9 years old. The trial was to potentially become part of their gymnastics team at the AIS. But my mama got a job up north. So we moved from Canberra to up near Byron Bay, which is where my family still is today. And so when I fly down under, that is where I go. So we moved up north and we moved to a smaller country coastal town that did not have a strong gymnastics program. So I actually ended up quitting and I started to dance instead. So I picked up dancing and I danced all throughout primary school and high school, as well as I played field hockey quite competitively. And then there was the gym, which I've been in since, you know, my early teen years, I think 14 or 15 years old. So that has felt like a second home to me for a really long time. But then I went to university and I started to run and I thought it was a really easy way to stay fit. And I had done a bit of sprinting throughout primary school and high school. I was actually pretty decent at, you know, the 100 meters or the 200 meter sprint efforts, but I hadn't done a lot. And so I wasn't very good at it. And when I'm not very good at something, well, you probably won't find me doing it because I was raised with this belief of we don't do things that we're not good at and with a really big fear of failure and not being perfect at them. But I took up running. And so because I wasn't good at it, I did it a lot. I really wanted to get better, faster, stronger, and run more. So I did quite a bit of longer distances. Well, for me, nothing like half marathons or marathons, but 8, 10, 12, 15K. The running, the excessive running, paired with a lot of stress. a lot of stress from my master's degree, a very horrible relationship and relationship breakdown. I became quite unwell, quite stressed. I actually got shingles. So I think I was 24 or 25 years old. And I got shingles because I was so stressed and so unwell. I was pushing myself in my master's. I was getting up really early in the morning. I was training a lot. I had this horrible relationship at the time, which was extremely stressful. And all of that resulted in this chronic back pain that would come and then go away. And so it would flare up. And when it flared up, it would really stop me from running, stop me from training, and it would niggle at me all of the time. And so this went on for a number of years while I was doing my master's. And then one day I found myself flat on my back, unable to get up off the floor. I couldn't get up. Actually, at the time I was at a friend's house. She had just had a baby. And I was helping her out, and I went to reach for something and my back seized up. And I found myself on the floor in her living room, unable to get up. And so it was that moment. It was this moment of despair. And I realized how weak I was, how big of a problem this had become. You know, it had been on and off for years. And because I had so much else going on in my life, I didn't prioritize it. I didn't even know what to do. And actually, I was at the time doing personal training at a gym in Melbourne in a corporate building. And I was working with one of my dear friends, Amy, who had started to go to CrossFit St. Kilda. And she started to see this coach. And this coach was, he really specialized in pain and rehabilitation. And he was really helping her a lot with some of her issues. So one day we were working, and I think this was after the flare up, after I couldn't get off the floor, I managed to peel myself off. And it would settle after a few days. Sometimes it would last a week or so. But we were working one day, and I must have mentioned that it was sore or bad. And she said, you should go and see this coach. And so I did. I went and I saw Jules at his house, and I started to work with him. And in our first session, I found myself in tears. And there were many tears for many weeks, many months after that. And I remember this session. It was our first session together, and he gave me three simple exercises, and I couldn't do them. I couldn't do them in this weak and broken state that I was in. And I'm talking super simple, like a half hollow body hold. I couldn't even hold it for 15 seconds. And then we worked on a top down deadlift or hinge pattern. And I think the third one was balling my psoas. So the psoas muscle sits in your abs on your stomach there. And if it's really tight, it can cause some problems with the back. So three simple movements he gave me, and I couldn't do them. And I was crying, and I left every day after I saw him. I did those exercises every damn day. Every day I did the five or six sets of the half hollow body hold, the top down deadlifts, the balling of the psoas. And I did them because I was so determined to reclaim my strength and get rid of the pain. And for 12 months, I performed every exercise that he gave me. So every week I would see him and we would do our one-on-one coaching session. And each week he would potentially introduce new challenges or new movements, or we would progress what I had. And it was all aimed at strengthening my back. Our intention and our priority and our work together was to have a strong, healthy spine, be pain-free. And it was that first 12 months, it was one of the toughest but most fulfilling years of my life. And despite years in the gym prior, I'd been in the gym since I was 14. I had danced. I had come from gymnastics. I realized that I lacked proper training knowledge. And you know what the kicker is also? I had finished my degree in exercise science and nutrition, my undergrad degree in exercise science and nutrition. And we weren't taught how to train properly. And look, Jules was probably about 10 or 15 years ahead of the times. Stuff that's coming out now in the fitness industry, we were doing a decade ago. It's really interesting to see, you know, these movements, these approaches, these ways of doing things that we were doing them. He taught them to me 12 years ago. And so I realized throughout this 12 months, or pretty quickly after working with him, that I didn't know how to train. I didn't know how to train properly. I didn't have proper training knowledge. And I learned the importance of building a strong foundation, because I had to build my body from the ground up. I had to start from scratch. I was so weak and so broken. I couldn't even hold a damn hollow hold for 15 seconds. I couldn't move really without being in pain, let alone train. I remember trying to pick that kettlebell up off the floor, and it was less than 20 kilos, and I couldn't do it. So I learned the importance of building a strong foundation and how necessary it is to meet these movement standards before progressing. Let me tell you, when you are in the black hole, when you have to rebuild your body from the ground up, you learn that there is a whole process and method to training. You learn that there are standards and qualities that you need to reach on each movement before you can progress. And so this lesson, it resonated deeply with me. It actually has shaped my whole approach to training and coaching for the past decade. And I understood why so many women struggle with achieving their desired strength and physique. It's not just about working out and dieting. It's about understanding the quality of the movement and its impact on our strength and our physical appearance. And so this idea of owning the movement became a principle for me. This idea of quality and technique penetrated my training. And it was the key to building the strength that I have and to creating the body that I have. I own the movements. I make the movements look good. And as a byproduct, I am really strong and my body looks the way that it does. So the transformation. So a lot of women, we want a beautiful body. But the transformation, the result of a beautiful body only happens when we have a strong foundation and when we master the movement, when we master those fundamentals. And so for the last decade, 12 years, it's been a guiding principle for my own training. Qualities, standards, process, methods, own the movement. And I remember when I started Olympic weightlifting, it's such a technical sport. I was actually on a call the other day with John, my business coach, and we were talking about this course that I'm creating called Own the Movement, which I'll talk to you about in a second. And I said to him, it's really interesting because if I reflect back on my story, the sports that I did were extremely technical based. So gymnastics is solely focused on skill acquisition, performing on certain apparatus. And if you think of gymnasts, their sole focus in their sport is to be great at gym, at gymnastics. As a byproduct, they look the way that they do. It's the same with sprinters, same with dancers. When I was dancing, the focus with dancing is to feel the emotion. That's the main intention, to find fluidity and flow, to be able to express, to execute the dance or the choreography. And so it's based on skill acquisition. And then when I started to learn Olympic weightlifting is an extremely technical sport, so technical, which is why often people who have done dance and gymnastics are quite good at it, because they are used to learning, focusing on the technical acquisition, the skill acquisition. And so looking back, reflecting, there was this period of time where I was in chronic pain and I didn't know how to train properly. But if I reflect, and I was too young when I was doing gymnastics to really understand some of the things that that really taught me about learning skills and focusing on the movement, perfecting the movement and not focusing on our aesthetics. The same with dance. The focus was on the dance move and the being able to perform that to the highest level. And it's the same with Olympic weightlifting. The focus is on the skill. It's on owning the movement. And so when I was thinking about women and their training, is that that's a really big piece that's missing, especially if you don't have a strong training background or you haven't done a sport that focuses solely on the skill acquisition or the technique. And in Warrior School, this is our guiding principle. Own the movement and earn the right to. And that could be about making it harder, adding weight, or going faster. Own the movement and earn the right to. And so I'm really deeply passionate about this principle. And I have, as I said, I have experienced its impact on my own training for over a decade, for about 12 or 13 years now. And it's been a guiding principle in my work since then. Since learning that, the hundreds of women that I've worked with over the last decade, that's my guiding principle with them. It's so interesting when women come to me and they start in Warrior School and I start teaching them how to train, they often say to me, why did no one ever teach me that? No one ever taught me how to do a hand plank properly. And that blows my mind. No one has ever taught them how to squat properly. No one has taught them how to own the movement with their body. And so many of us we've fixated or focused solely on the end result, just getting the outcome, losing the weight, changing the body, and we haven't really focused on the process that gets us there. But what if the process itself needed to be beautiful, needed to be the focus to get us the outcome that we wanted? All of us strive for a beautiful body. We all want to look good and we want to feel good. But achieving it requires more than just repetitive exercises and sweating and working out and strict diets. It demands this deeper understanding of the connection between movement, how you're moving, and aesthetics. And when we make our movements beautiful, the result is that the body exudes this beauty and this strength and this grace and this power. I think for too long, we've been really conditioned to believe that beautiful bodies, you know, the bodies that we hold on that pedestal that we want to look like, they can only be achieved through rigorous, often forced, and really stressful training. But the truth is that beautiful bodies require beautiful movement. And so what if you could achieve the body that you wanted by making the movement look beautiful, by focusing on your technique, on your range, on the control, on learning how to train properly, on building a proper foundation? I think the idea of owning the movement is all about taking control and making the training process yours, making it beautiful, and making it enjoyable. And when I think about owning the movement, for me, it goes beyond the gym, beyond the technique of the, you know, learning how to squat or do a pull up. It's how we walk into a room. It's how we hold ourselves. It's how we transition in our daily lives. When we own the movement in the gym, that changes how we own the movement in every other area of our life. And what I see is when women own the movement, they embody this grace and this strength and beauty and fluidity, which is mesmerizing and really attractive. So I am so obsessed with this principle. I'm so obsessed with this that I had to create something for you so you could learn it. So I could help you transform your body and transform your entire approach to your training and movement so you could get the results that you want. So Own the Movement is a 4-week intensive workshop that will challenge you to transform your body and the way you do your training. So through live group coaching calls, a training program, personalized feedback on your training, and a comprehensive framework for owning the movement, you'll learn how to get the results that you want in your training. You'll learn how to transform your body. And as you do, you'll discover that owning the movement isn't just about achieving a certain look, it's about embodying intentionality, technique, range, grace, power, fluidity, and flow, not only in your training, but every facet of your life. So Own the Movement is a workshop, it's not a course. I'm not going to give you loads of information. There's enough of that out there. And the biggest thing that I see, the hardest problem a lot of women have, is how to approach their training. And so I am going to give you a concept. I'm going to give you this concept, this principle, and a framework to apply it to your training. I'll also give you the training program. And I'll give you personalized feedback on your training, how you're applying this framework and this principle to your training on a weekly basis. So I'm really proud of this workshop. I've been working hard on her, and she isn't for every woman. I've organized her for busy women like you that can fit it into your world and schedule, but it is intense and it does take a commitment. So I am looking for women who care so much about their training and want to transform their body and the way that they approach their training that they'll really push themselves hard and commit to this workshop. So here's how she works. It's a 4-week intensive workshop. You will get a 4-week training program, and that 4-week training program will have 20 sessions, 20 training sessions. There'll be three strength training sessions a week plus one long walk. And you can do these training sessions at home or at the gym, and you'll do them throughout the workshop. So the goal or the project is to get 20 training sessions done in the 4 weeks, in the 30-day workshop. We'll be doing weekly group support calls. So I'll be leading these. They'll be for an hour. In the first week, we'll do two. We'll have a launch call and then call one. And then following that, we'll do one call a week. There'll be multiple call times, so you can choose the right time for your time zone. You'll also do a mentorship session with a warrior who's been with me for a number of years, which is really cool. You will get the Own the Movement framework, the framework I've used in my training for the last decade, and the framework that I use in Warrior School for the warriors. You'll also get personalized feedback on your training programs, and you'll get continuous support from me throughout the 4-week workshop. So you will be filming your training and sending it in to me, just like the warriors do, and I will give you feedback on your training, and we'll be really working on key movements, and I'll help you learn how to do them properly and how to own them. The emphasis or focus really is on this framework and applying this framework to your training. You'll also get this inclusive community of like-minded women that will provide mutual support and encouragement. And I'm going to pop you in smaller groups where you're going to learn how to give feedback on other women's training. So what will she help you with? She'll help you improve your strength, your technique, your mobility, and your body awareness. She'll increase your confidence in lifting weights. So she'll really help you be able to step up to the weight or the movement or the bar way more confidently. you'll have this really cool understanding of how to approach your training every session to achieve transformative results, to achieve big results. You'll have a deeper connection to your body. And this is a really cool thing. When we learn how to own the movement and train properly, we're more connected to the body. We get into the body. So much training, it takes us out of the body. If we want to own the movement, if we want those big, long-lasting body composition changes, we've got to get into the body and we've got to create a deeper connection with the body. She'll also help you complete 20 training sessions over the course of the workshop. That's the goal. That's the project. You do 20 training sessions and you film your training and I give you feedback. It's going to change your training. Then you get some bonuses. So I've created some really cool stuff to give you as well, which is 5 exclusive long form educational videos on the squat, the deadlift, the strict press, the pull up and the push up. So I have a very different way of teaching. And for those of you who have bought the pull-up course or have worked with me in the past, it very much focuses and stems from this idea or concept that I'm going to teach you. And so I work with milestones and processes and methods and standards and qualities. And the way that I teach movements very much focuses on the quality of that movement, knowing how to do it properly. You'll also get an additional 4-week program. So off the back of the 4 weeks, I'll give you another 4-week program, a continuation on, so you can have 8 weeks of really solid training. And then you'll get access to a really special recording on how to approach your training in your 40s and beyond in a really balanced way. Because this is a really hard thing for a lot of women. We kind of know what we need to do, but we don't know how to put it all together in a way that really works for us, our lifestyle, and our goals. And so I've created a really cool recording for you that talks you through that process. So how does it work? Once you sign up, you'll get an email from me, and then we kick off on April 15th. So the last day to sign up is April 12th. We kick off on April 15th. We go for 4 weeks or 30 days. The investment is $400 Canadian, just a one-time payment. That first week, you have 2 main projects. So your first project is we're going to define your vision and create, we're going to do a vision activity. So we'll do this in the launch call. I'll also talk to you more about this idea and concept and how we're going to apply it. And I'll share the framework with you that we're going to use over the 4 weeks. The second project is your 4-week training program where you'll train 4 times per week plus 1 long walk. So you'll complete 20 sessions over the 4 weeks. You'll film your training and you'll receive personalized feedback from me on your training. So you're going to apply the framework, you're going to train 4 times a week, and you're going to do 1 long walk every week for the duration of the workshop. That's your second project. So the first week, we do a launch call. We're going to establish a vision. We're going to get clear on that. We're going to do a vision activity. The second call of that week, so call 1, I'm going to introduce the framework and the first element that we're going to apply to our training. Then you'll go and you'll train for that week. You'll film it and I'll give you weekly feedback on your training. Then each week, each call, we focus on 1 element that's within the framework and you will apply that element. That element will be the focus for your training for that week. Same thing, you go and train, you send it in to me, I give you feedback and support throughout the entire workshop. So if this is something that you would love to do, I would love to have you. We kick off April 15th, so you can book your spot. Or you can find out more information if you want by clicking the link in the show notes and it will take you to a page that will give you some more information and you can also book your spot. Spots are limited because I will be leading you myself and I will be doing all the programming and giving you all the feedback. And so I'm limiting spots, but it's open. You can sign up. You can find out more information. You can book your spot. The last day to sign up is April 12th. We kick off on April 15th, and it's going to be a very cool 4 weeks. I'm so excited to teach you this. I'm so excited to help you transform your body, your training. I'm so excited to help you own the movement. And when you own the movement, you own the practice. And when you own the practice, the results, they're wild. Okay, warrior, it was an absolute pleasure. I'll pop all the details and the links in the show notes. And I hope to see you inside. See you inside the workshop in 5 weeks or so. Okay, bye for now.
Hey, welcome to Warrior School. My name's Nicole. I live in Sydney and I've been a part of Warrior School for almost 2.5 years now.
Hello, Warrior Woman. I'm Kelsey. I'm from South Dakota and I've been in Warrior School for about 2 years.
Hey, welcome to Warrior School. My name is Julie. I am 43 years old. I have 4 kids, ages 18 down to 13, and have been working with Amy for 2 years.
Hi, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Antwo and I live in Sydney, Australia, and I've been in Warrior School since April 2022.
Hello, new warrior. Welcome. Congratulations for making the best decision ever. My name's Kylie. I live in Western Australia and I've been with Warrior School for about 2.5 years, and it is absolutely life-changing.
Hi Warrior, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Meg. I currently live just outside London in the UK, but I'm originally from Vancouver.
Hey Warrior, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Leah. I live in Indiana in the Midwest of the US, and this is my almost 2 year mark being in Warrior School.
I first joined Warrior School as I was struggling with some thyroid and metabolic issues, and I really wanted to find someone who could help me support that whilst also connecting with my training and learning more about my cycle as well. I've always had a really strong training practice. It's something I absolutely love and have been involved with for many years. About a year ago I had shoulder surgery, and so a lot of my training has been focused around rehab with that and just rebuilding all my strength and being able to headstand again.
Before I started Warrior School, I was really struggling with feeling capable in my body. I'd had 2 really difficult pregnancies. I'd been diagnosed with multiple autoimmune diseases, and I'd had some really stressful and traumatic life events happen to me. So over the course of 6 or 7 years, I was feeling really defeated and incapable in my body. And before I started training, I could barely go for a 10-minute walk without feeling really wiped out. I couldn't do body weight exercises. I almost quit exercising entirely. And my sleep was terrible. My sleep was really bad. I felt awful. I was really excited to come across Amy's Warrior School work. I listened to a lot of her podcasts and I felt sure that she knew what my defeated body needed to feel more capable.
Prior to Amy, after baby number 4, I had low energy, fatigue, and hormone issues, and diastasis recti, pelvic floor prolapse. Honestly, never thought I would be able to lift strong. After that, I always had to modify all my exercises, whether it was yoga or Pilates or doing, beach body stuff.
Before I started Warrior School, I was pretty foggy, pretty tired. I had bung shoulder, persistent elbow and wrist pain from the desk job, the day job, and I wasn't very flexible. Something that I struggled with since I was a kid.
I couldn't do anything for more than 20 minutes. I was exhausted. My nervous system, to be blunt, was shot to shit. I had PTSD. I'd suffered very intense trauma. And I was just trying to recover. And it wasn't going anywhere.
I found Amy, like a lot of other warriors, post-injury. I really wanted to build strength and recover at the same time, but I wanted to do it in the right way. For me, I was really nervous to start. I'd never really properly trained before, but Amy felt like she was really on my side. Like she was gonna coach me, but she was also gonna teach me a new skill, which was really cool.
When I first started training, I was still a little, you know, unsure, kind of disconnected from my body and just not very strong. I had chronic hip pain, back pain, and just didn't feel like lots of energy.
My main piece of advice would be just to trust the process. All good things take time, and even if something feels hard or impossible right now, I can guarantee you'll look back in a few months and really see how far you've come. You may even surprise yourself, and you're a lot stronger than you think you are.
And so those first few months, you know, something that was really helpful to me when I started was just trusting Amy and trusting the process that she was laying out for me and knowing that I needed to be on a new and different path and that the long way home was a good path to be on. And really also the first few months, just Amy was great at helping me focus on taking small new steps. And so I only trained 2 days a week and went for 10 minute walks a day, and I found that rhythm. And so finding new rhythms slowly that my body was capable of and my mind was capable of in that moment was really helpful. And also making sure that I was eating enough food was really helpful.
First several months with Amy, it was really so much about my mindset and building that trust with my body, believing I had enough energy, setting boundaries. And so on your journey, I just encourage you to fully trust Amy. She knows what she's doing, and to really learn to trust yourself, to listen to your body and to trust what your body is telling you. In the beginning, the energy wasn't always there. And so sometimes I didn't work out.
Keep being consistent. Follow the parameters of Warrior School, listen to Amy, and just enjoy yourself. Don't stress. It'll all come together. It takes time.
I'm not gonna lie, the first few months are really hard. You definitely wanna go faster, but you gotta learn how to be patient. Amy's got a process, she's got a method behind everything that she guides you through. And for me, the patience was a hard flex. I piggybacked on Amy's confidence in me in the beginning, and I had to really sit on the acceptance that it was gonna take a long time.
It was kind of a slow process the first few months, I'm not gonna lie. It's all about building a strong foundation, and that takes time. And the work that's done those first few months, I promise it will serve you well as you keep progressing in your training. It's not always easy, not always fun, but the consistency there, it just really pays off.
Some of my biggest wins are getting back on my hands, doing handstands within a year of having shoulder surgery, and going from not being able to hold the bar on my back doing a back squat to recently hitting a 93 kilo PB. My next big goal will be to hit 100, so that's going to be really exciting.
Some big wins I've had in Warrior School are now I can squat 200 pounds, I can sumo deadlift 225 pounds, and I just feel so good. I sleep really well. That's a huge change for me. For lots of different reasons, but my training and my steps are definitely one of the things that have improved my sleep a lot. And I can go for a walk as long of a walk as I goddamn please. I can go train for an hour and a half and still go for an hour walk. I have the energy and vitality and strength to be able to do that, and I am using my body on my own terms. I just love it.
About 6 to 9 months in is when everything started to shift, and I noticed that my energy was increasing. I was gaining great muscle tone. My strength training was really progressing. We were able to finish out our basement and build a beautiful gym. And at that point, like, I started to get a radical trust with my body.
And the year that I've been with Warrior School, I have now built, and I feel I can insane level of upper body strength. I have shoulder stability, really good grip strength. I no longer have the pain here in the shoulder, wrist, elbow. A few things that have surprised me is that I never thought I'd ever be able to touch my toes, which I can do now. I never thought I'd ever do weights, and I went and bought one of these, the power rack, piece of advice, get one of those, and don't be afraid to try it, it's amazing. I am my fittest and strongest me at my oldest me, 2 years into the year of 40, into the club of 40, and I feel pretty bloody amazing.
Here I am 2.5 years later, stronger than I've ever been. I'm about to turn 50 next week. I've got muscles in places I didn't know you could have them, but I love the journey. I'm supported, I'm there with other women, and it's great, and it happens step by step. I take the small wins and I've learned how to slow down.
A year feels so long in the beginning, but it's crazy how much it picked up momentum. It's sort of like month 8, 9. And that's when I really started to notice some really cool changes in my training, my strength, and a little bit of body composition, which is really cool.
I feel like the biggest surprise I've found is just how much I enjoy the barbell work. I didn't ever, like, I was curious about it, but it is one of my most favorite things now. The back squat and the RDL or the sumo deadlift, they're just so much fun. I feel like such a badass and it's so cool. My biggest wins have been just building my strength. I'm the strongest I've ever been and I just feel really confident in my body. And just that confidence has seeped into every area of my life, with work, personal life, all that.
One thing that I was really surprised by in Warrior School was that filming really actually matters. Start filming right now. Film your first session. I know it sucks, I know it's uncomfortable and it causes friction, but Amy loves you, she wants you to feel good, and it is, you're paying for a service that is gonna be flourish way more if you start filming right now than if you wait a few months to do it.
And I think the last piece of advice is film yourself from day one. I wish I did. I know it's cringe, but you'll get over it really quick and you'll be able to see, like, visually the changes that are gonna happen.
I highly suggest that you film yourself when you're training. I know that can be hard at first, but not only does it build kind of a connection between your body and mind, I look back at those videos of myself and I just have such a love for the work that I've put in, my past self, for just like taking this leap and investing in myself, and it's helped me progress in my training a lot more.
So good luck. I look forward to connecting with you on Circle and on a call soon. Bye.
I am so glad you're here. I know that you're going to have a great experience, and happy training, Warrior Woman.
So I look forward to seeing you over in Warrior School.
So have a great time and just be yourself and take it one step at a time. It will change your life. Enjoy.
I wish you the very best and the most epic journey and transformation, and being able to move in your body the way you want to. I'll see you around.
So welcome and have fun.
I hope you have so much fun here. Amy has such a great group of women. It's such a beautiful community and you're so welcome here, and I'm excited for you.